I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, if you have a youngster in your life who is in need of a hunter education course, or maybe you have a trip planned where you'll need one, why wait? Get it out of the way right now. I'll tell you more about it right after this. During the cold winter months, you're going to be inside it anyway, wishing you could go hunting or fishing. Well, why not use the downtime and prepare to do just that? Lieutenant Ed Goodson heads up the hunter education program for the law enforcement section of the West Virginia DNR and says this is the perfect time to get into a class that is not bursting at the seams.
I really push the spring courses. The spring courses are they're well attended, but not as well attended as the fall courses. You know, like everybody seems to want to deer hunt, but not everybody turkey hunts. So that means we do these twice a year. We extend them out into the spring and the fall season. So right now is a great time to find, locate, register for a traditional hunter ed course and take that course. That way it's done. And again, I try to stress this every time I talk to someone. This is one card internationally. You can hunt anywhere internationally with a West Virginia hunter.
Now, in West Virginia, there's a grandfather clause. If you were born on or after January 1st, 1975, you have to take the course. But out west, there is no grandfather clause.
Older gentlemen, older women who have to go out west, and remember, out west, it's not a grandfather clause. You must have hunter education to hunt out west, Wyoming, Montana, and those sort of places.
And Goodson recommends parents or grandparents bring along their children or grandchildren, sit in the class with them, and take it with them. Show them by example just how important it is.
I encourage every mom, dad, mama, papa, whatever, that brings the child there. But I'm just going to sit back. Well, no, let's not just sit back and wait on them. Why don't you take it with them? Because it would mean something to the young lady, the young man. When, you know, it's a family affair, like we've always said. If you're there, take the course with them.
It's a 10-hour class, maybe longer, but Goodson says you're going to get something out of it.
Mandatory 10 hours, but these courses can go as long as 12 because those volunteers want to. They need to get that information to the students, so they extend those classes. And you would think some folks, geez, I got to sit for 2 days, 5 hours, you know, 6 hours each day, and by and large, they come out and say, wow. That was really good. I did not mind that at all.
To find a course near you, you can go to the DNR website, wvdnr.gov, and even pre-register for an upcoming course. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.